Hello?
Hello?
Charlie.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, is it Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, dude. I don't mean to interrupt. It's just insane. I have to just comment on a couple of things. I'll look at your guys, like, getting ready to, like, punch in facts and Google me. There's two things. We have to now call it the Charlie Sheen Dan Patrick Show. I mean, let's face it.
I'm open to that, Charlie.
Sorry my voice didn't come back.
No, you're looking, you know, it sounds better.
I was trying to get more sleep, but my gal, as wonderful as she is, she sleeps in the middle of the bed, which, and, you know, I can't do much about that. She's the belle of the ball. She's the queen bee, and I,
Are you in love?
100%. What's not to love? You got to see this one.
Well, you won't tell me who she is.
Oh, I'm sure the world will know soon enough.
Is she an actress?
No, she's not. Refreshing. Anyway, but this is insane what's going on. But the real reason I called in is to talk about this Chuck Lorre thing, because everybody tried to turn it into a feud, right?
Okay, now explain who Chuck Lorre is.
Oh, Chuck Lorre is the creator of my show.
You know, Two and a Half Men.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this vanity card comes out, and people are like, oh, my God, dude, he's all over you. We must drive over there and kill him now. I'm like, well, hold on. We have to get those four shows back first. So they said, well, he talked about, you know, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do this. I said, guys, take a step back. This is a gigantic compliment. Chuck offered an olive branch. This is how I interpreted it, right? And he's going through all this stuff about what he does. This is about him personally, guys. It doesn't get to me. It's not about me until the end. It's a reflection of how he feels in comparison to how insane my life appears at times. So I took it as a huge compliment. He basically wrote a brilliant little piece of literature and called me Superman. Don't people get it?
But he was taking away four episodes of Two and a Half Men.
But we're not talking about that right now. I'm specifically discussing that vanity card. Now, I understand the crew taking umbrage with all that, and we're all not really happy about it, but we're going to get back there, and we can figure this out. The good news is we got plenty of film, and we got a summer off coming up. It's not like we're all in a rush to, like, you know, get home to our homes in Bolivia or Mindanao. Where'd that one come from? So it's like, once we get back, anything's possible.
But you're okay, though. You and Chuck are okay.
We're fine, and it's not like we're playing the freaking, you know, we're going back to start at the, you know, the 158th game and then say, you know what, guys, let's do something different. Let's play 163. I don't know. Why not? You know, nobody's watching, but why not? It's raining. Come on, bats and balls, bring them out, you know. So
how's the response been since you came on on Monday? What's the response in your life been like?
I was elected president of the United States of America. I don't know if you heard.
I did not.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it.
But people are analyzing. You know, you got everybody looking at what you said and how you said it. Every show was looked. Dr. Drew weighed in, Anderson Cooper weighed in, Jay Leno weighed in.
Wow. You see, here's the thing, Dan, and people don't believe me when I tell them this, right? I don't really watch anything. I actually watched our show that night and I just thought it was awesome. I was reliving all the moments we had together. We never finished the final word, the final little statement of the pep talk speech, because everybody jumped on, you know, stay away from the crack, drink chocolate milk, which is now bumper stickers. The last line was, enjoy every moment. And that's what the real message was, you know?
People glossed over that.
Of course, because enjoy every moment, no, there's no controversy there. No controversy and fun and love and compassion and
But was there
freedom.
Anything that you said on Monday that, in retrospect, after you watched the replay of the show, that you would want to clarify?
Well, that would require having a memory of it. Sorry, that was kind of rude.
Because people thought you were flip with the crack comment, with the crack pipe, and if you can manage, drug use socially, it's okay.
Dude, it's so impossible. It's like, it's not. I don't have any answers, man. I can't tell people what to do. I don't come at people from a place of judgment or opinion. If I've got some facts, that's what I stand on. If you take away people's judgment and their opinion of you, there's suddenly something that sounds a lot like crickets, because rarely do they show up with fact.
Okay, just clarify something here with Two and a Half Men.
Sure.
When are you going back to work?
They go back on the 28th. I go back on the 1st, and I'm just on standby. I'm training. I'm eating well. I mean, I'm not training for the show. I'm training for the ball field.
But are they are they having you sit out?
Huge shout out to Greg. The Greg kicking my ass.
Are they having you sit out, Charlie, so you can get healthier?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what it is?
And this is what I did not say, which is really important, man. I'm sorry for stuff sounding flip. Hold on, sip of coffee, dry mouth, hold on. Bad coffee, drier mouth. Oh, my God, what does he mean, drier mouth? He's smoking crack again, idiot. Bring me back, history tab.
How many more episodes, and are they protecting you from you by holding you out for a couple more weeks?
I don't know, man. I think, I don't really know what's going on that end. So I would be offering just my opinion. But it'd be a pretty educated guess because I'm the guy in the middle, right?
Yeah.
But people need to understand how supremely grateful I am that somebody stepped in here. I don't want to say who, but you know, basically Viacom showed up at my house and said, dude, it's getting really obvious, and we're really worried about you. We don't give a rat's tooie about the show. We care about your health. So they came in, and they just, you know, man-to-man said, we have to shut it down. And this was the only person in my life with the power to do this. And for that, I'm supremely grateful.
And there's 4 more episodes that you'll shoot, right?
Yes.
And then do you want to do the show next year?
Oh, God, yeah, because I have a 2-year deal.
Okay, but you plan on living up to that contract.
Oh, God, I'm a man of my word, Dan. I mean, the shape I was showing up in was epic, was beyond comprehension.
Were you drunk on the set doing the show?
Never been drunk, never been high on the set once, but would show up having not slept much, doing a network run-through and asking the director, Jamie Widows, huge shout-out, best guy alive, to move my mark a little bit just so I could be next to a piece of furniture or a table.
So you could lean on it?
Yeah, so it wouldn't fall over.
All right.
But Dan, that is an expert move by a seasoned professional. I'm sorry. An amateur stays on his mark and then falls over during the run-through.
You're a pro's pro.
Thank you. Hey, I dare you to get Lindsay on the show. You get Lindsay on the show, I'll call in because I got some advice for her. Check this, Dan. I got some things I'd recommend she consider because I don't tell anybody what to do.
So what's your one piece of advice if I have Lindsay Lohan on?
Work on your impulse control. Just try to think things through a little bit before you do them. Now, check it. I was not there in the store. The necklace, the thing, some bracelet, who cares? I mean, they're so desperate to vilify without fact, you know?
All right. By the way, the tell-all, yeah. are you going to do the sit-down tell-all?
Oh, God, yeah. Are you kidding?
Okay, but are you doing it?
Epic.
Are you doing it with Nick Swisher?
Okay. Nick's on board.
Okay. Let me know when you do it. Well, you know what? I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay, right on.
And then you can let me know about that.
Okay. Hey, Dan.
Charlie.
I love you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Charlie. 2.5 Men. Charlie Sheen. Once again, he makes me sweat.